Welcome to Bedford County Speaks, the region's only locally produced public affairs program. Every Saturday at this time, we speak to people making a difference in Bedford County. Now, here's our host, Lloyd Roach.
Thank you, Matt DeFazio, and good morning to you, and welcome to Bedford County Speaks, a weekly public affairs program of News Talk at 98.7 and 1310 AM WBFD. This morning program is brought to you as a public service by the Bedford County Development Association, BCDA, presenting the Bedford County Advantage, a future built on opportunity, collaboration, and the exceptional quality of life that defines our region. We have many guests this morning. In fact, we have a whole crowd of visitors, and of course we do because we're at the Visitors Bureau. We're going to discover what Discover Bedford is about. May I introduce the new head lady, Brooke Kelly, who is the executive director of this place. Thank you very much, and good morning. Great to have you on today.
Good morning, Lloyd. Thanks for having us.
Well, we're delighted to have you. I have watched the remarkable and cataclysmic change taking place in this place, and it has just been wonderful to watch. You have so much energy to bring this job and your new staff and the way you've evolved over the place. It's just been very, very visible. How are you laying this whole thing out? What is your first objective? Where are you going to start with all of this?
I think our key initiative is Bedford County public awareness, which is why we wanted to speak to you, because you're speaking directly to the public. So I think we want to talk a little bit about how the Visitors Bureau, the destination marketing organization, functions within our local economy. So I think tourism plays a massive role in local economy. Visitor spending directly supports hotel and lodging, restaurants, retail, attractions, and outdoor recreation. Tourism stimulates economic activity across the county, and it also creates jobs and supports many small businesses connected to the visitor economy. So it's a huge initiative for us, for the Bedford County locals, to know what we're doing.
You're being very unusual. I've worked with a lot of the visitors bureaus over the years, and it's very unusual that you've brought in the local folks into your process, because oftentimes visitors say, well, we want to make sure all the people in Washington, Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, and so forth know about us. But if the locals don't know about you and become a partner in what you're doing, it doesn't work very well. And that's exactly what you've done. So tell me about that.
Yes. So partnership is a massive initiative with what we're doing here at Discover Bedford County. So a major focus this year is growing partnerships with tourism-related businesses. And there's so many benefits to partnering with us, which include tourism-focused education and networking opportunities, increased exposure as visitor numbers grow. So we're obviously trying to grow those numbers through our digital spend and advertising efforts. And then we also include our partners in marketing campaigns. The advertising opportunities to piggyback off of what we're doing here is a major return on investment to marketing plans to our partners, and then listings and editorial placement in the visitor guide. The goal is to connect visitors directly with our local businesses. Basically, that's our primary goal in our partnership.
It's also obvious that in addition to bringing in the local people, you brought in the local businesses. So if I have a local business here, and maybe I'm not really in the tourism business, maybe I'm just selling something to the locals, how can I convert that to money for my store or my business?
I think this all goes back to local economy. So the more people that come into Bedford and visit, the more they're spending, the more all businesses grow. So let's say that the BCDA, which you mentioned earlier, is right, looking at getting site selectors here. And they see that we have a huge visitor. We have a lot of visitors coming into the area. That directly impacts them wanting to select to have their business here, because like all of it ties together.
I talked to Jason Graham, who is the new
outdoor recreation guy,
right, at BCDA. Yeah. I guess you and Mike are all the outdoor recreation guys here. I mean, but outdoor recreation is obviously something that's very important to what you're doing. Tell me a little bit about that. How are you going to make that work?
So outdoor recreation, I think, is a focus all over Pennsylvania. So we want to get into the like bigger picture of outdoor recreation, but it has been underpenetrated in the past. And we're seeing that that's an initiative. People want to get outside. And so we're telling the story in an impactful way. Where are our trails? What all do we have available to us for outdoor rec? And so I think that initiative is through all of the different organizations right now.
So tell me kind of outdoor recreation we're going to see here. Just walking, hiking? Is there other stuff you can do?
Oh, my gosh. There's hiking. There's biking. There's birding. There's paddleboarding, kayaking, skiing. I mean, there's really – I think that's one of our largest assets is outdoor rec assets.
Do people come looking for that?
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. I think people, even if you're coming for heritage, history, culture, arts, there's still a level of wanting to get outside. It's just another day in the itinerary.
Yeah. Can I talk to Michael a minute? I want to ask her some question about that. Michael, are you involved in the outdoor rec that's going on here?
I think we're all all definitely involved, and mostly what I do is talk to like the partners. And one of the things, as you guys were talking, that I thought of was we recently partnered with Fat Jimmy's and Jim Fungaroli, and then also I'm working on Cork and Compass, but they have a lot of outdoor involvement and getting bike trails and stuff like that. And so my role with the Visitors Bureau as far as outdoor recreation is getting those partners to join with us so that we can get that information out to our visitors.
I forgot to introduce you. This is Michael Weil. She's one of the superstars here in Bedford Borough. She's all over the place. She's been involved in so many things over the years. I know she's also an entertainer. So let's talk a bit about entertainment. It's one of the questions I had for Brooke, but I'll ask you instead. Are you going to bring some entertainment into Bedford County? Are we going to see some bands, dancing bears, anything going on like that?
Well, I think that we have a lot of local talent. I mean, I really do. For, like, per capita, like, for as small as Bedford County is, like, as population goes, I think that the entertainment that we have, the people who are skilled in with music or, you know, the arts is phenomenal. I think that is the goal. I mean, we just had our launch, and we had musicians there, and we had actually people lined up, backup musicians, just in case. So that was pretty cool.
Brooke, do you plan any major concerts here maybe in the future? Maybe somebody's fairly big in here and do something really, really, really big, you know?
I think we would have to have the infrastructure to actually host someone that was really, really big. But I think Brookfest is something that we should keep our eye on. I think it's like through Secret Santa Society. And I think that it gives back, and it's local and non-local musicians, and it's over a weekend. And I think that's something we want to lean into in events like that. I think we're a few years away from having maybe a major concert series here. But I think that we are supporting the ones that are here and being to have more.
We're very fortunate to have the Juniata River here. In one of the other visitors bureaus I worked with a long time ago, they used to do something called River Fest. And they actually had a concert out on the river. They weren't in the river, but they were near the river. And the idea was to bring people down on the river on a nice summer evening. And it wasn't the Beatles. It was just some, you know, local bands. But they had a little battle of the bands. It would on a regular basis, usually about once a month during the summer. And so I'm wondering that was what I was talking about when I was talking about entertainment. Is there to bring people here in to an event that they're already here, you know, walking around the mountains or doing whatever they're doing.
No,
I think that's what DBI kind of does with their Rock the Block events. And there, of course, we partner with them and try and support them in any way that we can. They're kind of doing that on a smaller scale. And I think that we have to wait and kind of see what is happening with the Riverfront project to see, because I know that there's going to be, you know, in the future, there's a performance stage planned down there and an amphitheater as well. But those are things that are coming, you know, in the future. So, like, there might be something.
You're listening to Bedford County Speaks. My name is Lloyd Roach on the WBFD 98.7. And we have two lovely guests today, Michael Weil and Brooke Kelly.
Yeah, I mean, that's what's so important about partnership is if they partner with us, they let us know about their events, then we can obviously promote those. But we do have a whole thing about that we're launching for what to do this weekend.
Well, just give me a little bit of the kind of thing you do. What kind of things do you plan, for example, this summer? Do you have anything? You have a list of those?
So all of our partner events are listed on the website and in our travel guide. Good. So people can go there and actually see all the events that are happening. It's the number one visited page on our website is like, you know, our events page.
So. Let's talk about the website a bit. When you first launched it, I said it was really nice because it was nice. It was bright and I called it happy. I thought it was a happy and bright website. give us the website and tell us how to get on there and what we should do when we arrive on the website.
Yeah, so it's discoverbedfordcounty.com, and we actually are working on developing a new website through SimpleView. So we're going to relaunch a website that has a CRM and a CM. Like, so it's a more robust direct booking.
Give me some translations. What's a CRM?
So a CRM is basically, I'm just going to put it how it works for partners.
Okay.
So partners will actually be able to log in through the back end of the CRM, and they'll be able to manage their own page on the website. So it's basically a customer interface with our website. And then they'll also be able to see the web traffic that we're driving through our digital efforts.
So a CRM being a customer relationship manager, CRM kind of, okay.
Yes, that's exactly what it is. Right. But for us, and the way that it translates to our partners, is just like a way for them to interact with the website.
Okay.
Yeah.
You were gonna
so
add
for
something.
You, for you, for instance, you would be able to go on and add your events or your sales as a business,
right.
Or the things that are coming up on to our website, and then also you'd be able to see who has clicked on your information or how many people. You would be able to see the numbers and how it's benefiting you or your business.
This is very cool. So you mean if I have an event, I can go into your website with my password, put stuff in there, and I don't have to call you to do it.
Yeah. So okay. It's ownership. It's basically ownership and the partnership of what we're doing. It creates a ton of value for the partners. I mean, we're putting money into building this site, but then it directly trans into a return on investment to our partners. And they can see impressions, you can see clicks, you can see what's most visited of your content on your actual page.
Right.
It's an incredible platform.
What was the other thing you wanted to cover? You had some other things on your notes here.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's really important to talk about the destination marketing and advertising reach. So within the time that I started as executive director, we launched digital advertising for the first time ever. Our winter digital advertising campaign launched across multiple key platforms. So Meta, TikTok, LinkedIn, YouTube, Google Ads. So we are also doing display and search. And the results have been phenomenal. Just
right.
Like anything, when you launch something new, we've had 11 million impressions, like over 11 million impressions, 50,000 plus clicks to the website, which we can obviously track. And then our spring campaign launched on March 1st, and we expanded into OTT, which is over-the-top streaming. So we're delivering video content via the internet on any device. And then we also launched on CTV. So that's OTT content viewed on smart TVs or streaming devices like Roku, which we've never been on before. We did a destination sizzle reel brand video, and we've seen our results have been unbelievable. Like, I've never seen metrics like this before. And I think it's because we're really introducing the destination to our target markets. And so I think it's just a really exciting time to be a partner.
It's probably most likely too that some of these folks have never heard of Bedford County before. And all of a sudden, I go, whoa, where'd that come from? And how long has it been here?
Yeah. No, I've had people actually, and that's one of the reasons why we're saying unexpected. So discover the unexpected is because a lot of visitors come in here and say to us, oh my gosh, we weren't expecting this. We weren't expecting that. It really is an unexpected destination.
When we return, we're going to learn a little bit about the business of the Discover of Bedford, because the whole effort is to put people into hotels and restaurants here. And we're also going to be speaking to Megan Childs to learn about what she's about when Bedford County Speaks continues.
This is Jen Marsh of Bedford County Development Association, and you're listening to Bedford County Speaks on News Talk FM 98.7 and 1310 AM WBFD.
Today's Bedford County Speaks is presented as a public service by the Bedford County Development Association. BCDA President Jen Marsh, along with her professional staff, are building new business, residential, and outdoor recreation opportunities in Bedford County. BCDA builds business parks and fully operational building sites, such as the newly opened Rural Electric Cooperative Operations Center in Business Park 1, or site-ready locations in Business Park 2, in addition to excellent locations for business and industry. BCDA builds relationships that have added millions of dollars and thousands of jobs to Bedford County. BCDA represents a future built on opportunity, collaboration, and the exceptional quality of life that defines our region. To learn more, visit bcda.org.
Now let's return to Lloyd and his guest on Bedford County Speaks.
Welcome back. You're listening to Bedford County Speaks, and our guests are Discover Bedford, and we have someone new to introduce you to, Megan Childs. She is the person you will see when you come through the door, and I understand, Megan, you man the Welcome Center. I didn't know it was called that, but now I do. So yes. Tell me a little bit, what can I expect when I come through here if I'm a tourist or a visitor and I want to find out what's going on in Bedford County? What do I learn?
Sure. So here at our Welcome Center, we greet visitors that are walking in, visitors calling in, visitors emailing us for information, whether they're planning a trip here or they've just stumbled upon us. Sometimes we have repeat visitors, and basically they like to come into the Welcome Center, see what we have to offer. We have a plethora of brochures and literature for them to peruse. If they have specific interests, we like to try to direct them to something that they might enjoy while they're here. Sometimes we have people coming in who literally just got off the turnpike for a rest, and they're amazed at what Bedford County has to offer. So they usually say that they're planning a trip to specifically come here in the future.
I can tell you specifically, when I first came here ever, into Bedford, I rolled up Pitt Street coming off of 220, and I said, good grief, Jimmy Stewart loves Livere, because it was so bucolic. I didn't expect it. So what kind of stories do you hear when people come in? And what's been your experience the short time you've been here when people come in? Are they surprised?
They're very surprised. Yeah. They're very surprised at the variety of things we have to offer in Bedford County. Some people come in, and this happens a lot, actually. Parents grew up here, and they're coming back to visit. They haven't been back in years, and they're just amazed at how things have changed, but also they feel at home when they're here. So it's a lot of positive
reactions. Has anybody come in and ask for the Dairy Dill?
Yes. And the Landmark. Yep.
Yeah, right. What's been your experience with this, Brooke, with new people coming through the door? Are they just what Megan mentioned? Or is it?
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of, we're trying to turn day trippers into actually vacationers, so 3-plus night overnight stays here. And I think we are successfully doing that. I think, you know, like you said, people used to get off and get gas or come in to stretch their legs or use the bathroom. And now we're able to talk to them and introduce them to all of these things we have to offer. And then we see them come back and they thank us and they say, oh, we're here for a few nights. And so that means we're doing our job.
First impressions. You never get a second chance to make a first impression. And you guys have done very well with that. That's very important when someone comes in. They got to see the good stuff right away. Otherwise, the place. Anything fun you're hearing from your new visitors? Anybody told you anything that's kind of interesting or unusual?
I do want to give a quick shout out to our volunteers, because since Brooke started, we have implemented having volunteers come in, locals, to help us man the Welcome Center, particularly during busy times. And people really enjoy talking with them. The people that have volunteered with us have been so pleasant and knowledgeable about the area. And that
so these are local people who just come in to volunteer, so, and they talk up the county.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You probably have some very enthusiastic people that do that if they're volunteering, obviously.
Oh yes. You know, yes.
I mean,
yeah, it's retirees or it's like people who are looking for a way to basically sell a place that they love.
Right.
So it's like it comes through. Pretty much every Welcome Center that I've worked with in the past had volunteers. And when I got here, I was like, oh, we need to have this, because the volunteers are like hands down. They're here because they want to be and because they love it. And so that comes through immediately to the visitors. And people will come back and ask for the volunteers. Yes. Oh, I had this experience with a volunteer and it was so amazing. And we're back to talk to them. And it's like, well, so that speaks volumes.
Yeah.
We did have someone yesterday come in specifically asking for a volunteer that they had met 6 months ago. She still volunteers with us. She was not here, unfortunately, when they were here. But, yeah, they make an impression on people. people come back, they ask for them. So
it's, and you put the volunteer pictures on the wall.
What do you
think? Volunteer of the month.
The MVPs are volunteer of the month. Yeah. I mean, I think we would also encourage other people to volunteer with us. I think we try to launch this initiative and we have some amazing volunteers, but we would love more, especially help on Saturdays to like keep the Visitors Bureau open or the Welcome Center open. It'll be amazing. So
the notion that all the action is here in Bedford Borough is incorrect. We've got a lot of stuff going on in the rest of the county. Are there some places in the county you are trying to do more promotion with than they used to get? I mean, Shelbsburg has really cool stuff in it. First of all, it's a very cool town. It's got a lot of old buildings and things, but they have the park. So are there places in Bedford County that you're trying to push a little harder than they've been in the past, maybe?
I think we're just, like, in general, we're just trying to push so much more than was ever pushed before. So, yes, like, we're going out of downtown Bedford and going to, like you mentioned, Shelbsburg, Saxton, Everett. I mean, all of these areas are hugely important to us in the county. And everywhere is growing and vibrant. And so, yeah, I mean, we are promoting the entire county. We see lots of partnerships coming from those areas now, which were completely, they were non-existent before.
You're listening to Bedford County Speaks. My name is Lloyd Roach, and we're speaking with a bunch of folks. Brooke Kelly, who you just heard, Megan Childs, who runs the Welcome Center, and, of course, Michael Weil, we were with just a few minutes ago. This is a fascinating topic to me. I want to kind of swing into the business side of it, if I may. Discover Bedford. Commerce centers, tourist bureaus do pretty much the same thing. They drive business into the hotels and restaurants. Tell us a little bit about that, Brooke, and how that, why that matters.
Well, I mean, first of all, visitors bureaus, or this visitors bureau, is by occupancy tax. We just recently had an increase in our occupancy tax as of January 1. And so hotels and lodging are so important to us. That's how we get our funding. So our first plan of attack in any of our digital strategies is to give people an itinerary that is bookend by where they can stay. So it's very important for lodging partners to become a partner with us. Let us know your promos, your deals, so that we can then pass those along in our marketing and advertising to visitors. And then what we want to do is build on those itineraries. What is there to do? So what are our attractions? What are our restaurants? And all of those put together, make an itinerary that keep people here for longer stays. 3-4 nights is what we're looking for.
You bet. And I know when I come to a town that I'm not familiar with, the first thing I do is ask, what's happening today? Are you getting that a lot, Megan?
We do get that a lot. And we get that from visitors and locals alike. So Discover Bedford County recently hosted the Women Decision Makers meeting, their March meeting here. And a couple people had mentioned that locals also would like to know. Sometimes they don't even know what's happening in their own backyard.
Well, I can guarantee you they don't. You know, we did a statistic some years ago, and I was running a radio station in Philadelphia. We found out that less than 10% of the people that lived in the Delaware Valley had ever visited the Liberty Belt. Now, this is not uncommon. It happens in New York with the Statue of Liberty.
Yes.
And yet the Liberty Bell was there for the last 250 years. And the locals never go there because they say, well, why should I? I'll be able to do it someday. And yet people come from all over the world to see that one object. So is there a Liberty Bell here in Bedford County that people fail to see because they live here?
Absolutely. Like, I would feel like the entire county is the Liberty Bell for us. It's so many people come in here and say, I didn't even know you had a welcome center.
True.
I mean, let's just start with the welcome center. But I think, like we can't sleep on our state parks. We have multiple state parks in there that many people have not visited. We have, I mean, there's just so, I can tell you that when I'm talking to my family who has lived here forever, I'm like, what about this restaurant? What about like attractions? And we haven't been. We just went to see the Allegheny Hawk Watch over the weekend, my family. I had no idea that that was something that was here. And it's an amazing asset to the birding community and the raptor community, and like didn't know it was here. So I think becoming a visitor in your own county is very important. And we're a one-stop shop for locals and visitors.
Is the Roadkill Cafe still around? The reason I'm asking is when I first moved here, I thought I'm going to go there just for the name. I thought it was a tremendous name. So if they haven't, someone should take the name if the place is closed, because it's a great name.
No, yeah.
But it was down near Clearville someplace. And you drove down these beautiful long roads and you ended up in this place, and it was called the Roadkill Cafe.
Yeah.
I mean, that's an idea. So what I mean is that, so the locals don't know about that kind of stuff, but the visitors may know more than locals at this point.
Sometimes. Yeah. So we are, based on that feedback at the meeting, we are going to launch a What to Do This Weekend social media initiative.
Good.
So that we're going to highlight about 5 events every week that are coming up for that weekend, so that visitors, locals alike, are aware of everything that's happening. There's certainly more events than 5 every weekend, but, right, you know, we're going to start there and highlight those.
We have a couple more minutes. I just want to kind of cover with you, Brooke. Have I missed anything here that you wanted to cover today with this story about the Discover Bedford?
Yeah, I mean, I think the one thing that I definitely want to touch on is that we are launching our ad sales for our 2027 visitor guide.
Okay, so how's that work? Tell me about that.
Okay, so basically, you can purchase an ad in our guide. So we have the physical guide that you can hold in your hand, and then we also have it digitally. Gotcha. Moving forward, when we launch our new website, you'll also be able to click through from their ad to the website. So they'll be able to see, like, direct, like, if someone got a ticket or a direct booking for a hotel, which is really important. But I think it's wildly important for people to understand, partners to understand, and even non-partners can get an ad in the visitor guide, but the return on investment for these. Like, we distribute 50,000 guides, probably more this year. We'll probably do a reorder of the physical guide, but then also having it digitally, the reach is probably beyond what most companies have in their marketing dollars. So that return on investment is huge to our partners.
Yeah, and it really gives them another avenue to reach a lot of different people that they've never reached before, especially with your site, especially if they're inbound, coming here maybe the first time or the second time. One thing I didn't cover and I meant to, maybe I should address it to you, Megan, I don't know, or Michael, whatever, chime in. Campers and RVs. This is big business in the county and in Western Pennsylvania. I've never seen anything like it. I'm from the eastern part of the state. They have campers and RVs there, but what they do is they take them all to Florida. They don't come here.
Mm-hmm.
So why is that so important? What can you do for the folks that have an RV or a camper or a motorhome and so forth like that?
Oh, my gosh. One of you can kind of piggyback off this, but we have multiple RV parks. I mean, Shawnee has RV hookups. We've got Friendship Village, which is, like, unbelievable.
Yeah, that's like RV heaven.
yeah, for RV travelers and, right, like, to getaway. I mean, we just have multiple places, but I think that ties into your outdoor rec too. Like, you know, you can park your RV and then you can experience everything it has to offer, be outside if you're at Shawnee or somewhere like that. You know, I personally have an RV and we rent it, and we've been so busy since we've lived here, moving from Charlotte.
I love the idea that the people can just take their motorhome, roll it into Shawnee Park, and stay there and chill out. They don't have to go anywhere. And that you let them know where they can go to dinner, where they can stay if they want to go take a shower in a hotel or something. There's a lot of components that the RV and camper market can use, from what you told me, I can tell. And they can go to a concert. If there's one being by DBI, if they're having their rock-a-block, they can come down from Shawnee after they detach their Jeep from their camper and go down and see you. Is that how it works?
Yeah. I mean, I've traveled in an RV. Like I said, we own one. Right. And I feel like what an RV does is it just helps with mobility. I mean, if you're like not, you know, okay, I want to try another area in the destination, you can just move to Friendship Village from Shawnee. Like, you know, just like drive over. And so, and I think it just gives you a lot of options.
Well, I want to thank you all. You've been delightful, and I feel like I've had a fire hose thrown at me here with all the stuff you've got going on. But I want to thank Megan Childs and Michael Weil, and, of course, our executive director, Brooke Kelly, of the Discover Bedford, which is the official CVB for this county, but henceforward it's known as Discover Bedford. And if you want to learn more, you go on the website.
Discover Bedford County. And we want to make sure that it's Discover Bedford County.
Because we do
cover the whole county.
I always do that. Sorry about that.
It's okay.
DiscoverBedfordCounty.com. But we got it. So anyway, it's great to talk to you, and thank you very, very much for joining us today. And we want to all thank all three of them this morning. This program is brought to you as a public service by the Bedford County Development Association, BCDA, presenting the Bedford County Advantage, a future built on opportunity, collaboration, and the exceptional quality of life that defines our region. To learn more, visit bcda.org, and also visit discoverbedfordcounty.com. This is Lloyd Roach. See you next Saturday. Until then, have a great week.
You have been listening to Bedford County Speaks over 98.7 FM and 1310 AM WBFD. The show is heard right here every Saturday at 8:30 AM. If you'd like to hear the program again, visit BedfordCountySpeaks.com. Join us next time for Bedford County Speaks.